Good morning. It's a Friday morning, and, well, we don't usually hear from him on this day. He usually joins us on Tuesdays. That, of course, was a holiday, so he's been kind enough to join us this morning. We're speaking of Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, today on the front page, a clash over teacher credentials.
Yeah, our education reporter, Bethany Bump, has this story about how state education officials are at odds with various advocacy groups over a last-minute proposal that could allow some charter schools in New York to hire uncertified teachers that have as little as 30 hours of classroom experience. The proposal, which would allow some charter schools, those that are high-achieving, that is, to develop their own teacher certification program, was very controversial. It was quietly floated in the last hours of the recent legislative session, and it appeared this week, holiday week, on an agenda for an emergency meeting of the SUNY Board of Trustees and Charter School Committee. That meeting was convened and 3 days after public notice was issued, and now that committee, not the full board, has approved it. It drew immediate criticism from state teachers' unions, which oppose the publicly funded, privately run charter school industry, and they consider this a shortcut and a backdoor certification that ultimately would allow unqualified teachers to deal with students. It has a 45-day comment period, so there's no action on it yet, but it's sure to get a lot of opposition from teachers' unions and others.
From there to what has become a national movement when it comes to holding pharmaceutical companies responsible for the opioid epidemic.
Yeah, Albany County wants to join other localities in this national effort now to sue pharmaceutical companies or otherwise seek damages from them relating to the opioid crisis. Roughly 25 counties in the state contend the companies should be held liable for the rising crisis, and some have already taken legal action, including in the capital region, Schenectady County. The efforts in Albany County are being spearheaded by the county executive, and the task force executive director says that Albany County is poised to vote on a resolution that will send it to the county attorney, who should file a lawsuit. Albany County saw a 67% increase in emergency department visits due to heroin and prescription painkillers between 2005 and 2007, and then again in 2012 to 2014.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us today, normally on Tuesdays, but we're glad to have him on a Friday. And Mike, have a great weekend. You can always find out more at timesunion.com, or if you haven't heard a whole segment, head to our website, WAMC.org.